Republicans told to stop acting stupid when it comes to Hispanic voters. The speaker is former Governor Jeb Bush.
Well, he would know a thing or two.
He would.
Governor of Florida.
Said if you're going to close the gap with Hispanics, then stop acting stupid. Oh, quick programming note. We'll talk to Bill Flores today, but we'll be at 8 o'clock this morning. He's having a breakfast with some Republicans there at the convention in Florida. So,
what, we're not more important than that? Come on,
not.
Man.
Apparently not. We're going to talk to him a little after 8. Jeb says, you know, the Hispanic voters share the commitment that the GOP has to faith and family and small government, but they've been alienated by the party because of their exclusionary rhetoric when it comes to immigration. You're probably right. And again, he would know. Okay, so I don't know if you heard Mitt Romney was nominated. Yeah, he's the...
I think they said something about that yesterday.
Yeah, he's the candidate now. So, and I'm guessing they did that so he could be in the hall last night so they could show lots of shots of him as his wife spoke to the crowd and all that kind of thing. And he got her up there so that they could possibly have some females kind of slide over from the Democrat side to the Republican side. And she is an amazing woman. There's not any doubt. Just the physical battles with MS and breast cancer and such. But and actually, she is just more ingratiating. I mean, he's kind of an
ice cube sometimes.
That's it. He's an executive. And I heard the story yesterday. Jamie Dupree was talking about it. You know, he made a campaign stop, and Dupree said, this friend of mine called me. He said, I'm watching Mitt Romney do a PowerPoint. A PowerPoint.
Wow.
At an election, you know, campaign event. And again, that's what he does. But that's not the kind of thing that's going to get them standing on their chairs. Oh, and here's a note. If you ever get a chance to be a speaker and you need to boost the crowd up and really get them to their feet, don't try to find that phrase that will get them to their feet. You actually ask them to stand up, which is what Chris Christie did last night.
Really?
I turned it on right at 10 o'clock to see how close they were going to be to finishing. And he did a pretty good job of his part. But he did. He actually said, stand up now. And then he, you know, did his big finish. And so they're already standing and they're going, oh, okay, well, yeah, since we're standing, that's fine.
Well, it could be worse. You could be a vice president telling someone in a wheelchair to stand
up.
Yeah,
that's true. That's happened before. Or a Speaker of the House. We had one of those in Texas who did that. Gib Lewis. But anyway, there is some intrigue in the convention.
No.
There's going to be a special mystery speaker, you know, on Thursday night. It's going to happen about 9 o'clock our time. And it's a primo spot because only Marco Rubio and Mitt Romney himself will follow this speaker. So over at the National Review, one of the names that among Republicans who aren't currently in the lineup stands out, that's Sarah Palin. National Review mentions Sarah Palin. The more you think about the idea, the more it makes sense, according to the National Review. Whatever controversy and intense reaction Sarah Palin may bring to whatever she does, if there's one thing we know she does exceptionally well, that's give a convention speech. Yeah, but you know there is a long list of things she doesn't do well, so we'll see.
It's kind of polarizing.
Speaking of polarizing, there apparently is one strip joint that has a dancer who looks like her.
I heard what you did there.
Thank you. Now, here we go. Here, Ed Morrissey tosses around some names as to who the mystery speaker might be on Thursday. And on his list would be Rick Perry, Michelle Bachmann, Herman Cain. I'm going to say no, no, and no. Or actually, no, hell no, and no.
Probably.
I mean, they're not going to let Michelle Bachmann near a microphone with a camera on it. Plus, there's one other one, Rush Limbaugh, he says. He says Rush could be. Now, the Daily Caller, for their part, says that Palin is a long shot, so they're thinking maybe Joe Lieberman, Colin Powell, Nancy Reagan, Clint Eastwood, or Tim Tebow.
Nancy Reagan's too frail.
Yeah.
It's not going to be her.
No.
It's not going to be Colin Powell. Colin Powell's far too centrist for the Republicans right now.
Yeah.
I think Rush would be huge because he just doesn't do a lot of televised speeches.
He would.
And that would be one reason why I would doubt that being him. I don't know that it, Clint Eastwood doesn't resonate with who, you know, I think somebody like Jeb Bush, based on his comment, would look at that and say, you still don't get it.
Right.
You're bringing out an 80-year-old actor director that, sure, a lot of people still know, but if you're wanting celebrity power, look, that's just not something that's your party's strength right now.
Yeah. And I can't imagine that Tim Tebow, he's a little
busy. I can't imagine that the team would want him to run down and make a speech when he has practice and all these other things. So, I mean, you can kind of shoot holes in all those.
Yeah. And I would think, and when you talk about stirring speakers, people who will make people rise to their feet, Joe Lieberman is probably about 300th on that list. So,
if he's that high.
Yeah, so I'm not sure about that. The Colin Powell would be interesting simply because he supported Obama before.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But,
I don't know that would necessarily be good.
Yeah, it's so that's it. That's it's so great. There's a reason for you to watch on Thursday night if you want to. 9 o'clock is when that happens, and we'll see. All right, 6:47.